to meet his friends. This year should be a special place for Rabbi Baruch Ben Reb Moshe, Bracha Batzlacha, Bracha Maaseh Yadav, and for Rabbi Yaakov Dov, Ben David HaKohen, Bracha Batzlacha, Bracha Maaseh Yadav, Uvachon and Uvim Alev. And for Hirsh Yonasan, Rabbi Mordechai Ephraim, Bracha Batzlacha, Bracha Maaseh Yadav. We're going to be learning Mirat Hashem the sugya of Isser Shichachas HaTorah, based on the unbelievable sefer Mishnas Chaim, written by Hagon of Chaim Meir Halevi Steinberg, a very, very chashuv rav in Bnei Brak, Baal HaMechaber Sfarim Harbe Meod. And this is in the Mishnas Chaim and Dvarim in Siman Yud Gimel. It says in the Torah, Parshas Veschanan, be very careful and guard yourself very well, lest you forget what your eyes saw, and lest you remove from your heart all the days of your life. You should teach your children and your children, your sons and your sons' sons, the day you stood before Hashem at Har Sinai. The Ramban writes, we have a mitzvah say that it's also to forget what happened in Maimad Har Sinai. We should never remove it from our hearts. And we're also commanded in a mitzvah say we should tell our children for all the generations what we saw there and what we heard there. Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei Kol Shochech Davar Echad Mishnasim Alav Akasav Kilmus Chayv Benafsh. If a person forgets even one thing that he learns, it's as if Pasa considers him as if he's Chayv Misa, Chayv Benafsh. As it says, Raki Shamer Lecha, be very careful. Ushmor Nafsh Chamod, guard your soul, lest you forget. You're not allowed to forget your Torah. So in Avos it says, Mischayv Benafsh, and Menachas 99b, it says you're over on a lav. The smag, lav yud gimel, and the yirei mashalim, simen shin nun tes, enumerate this lav in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. And that means that besides the mitzvah of limud ha-toru, which is a mitzvah essay, there's a lav not to forget what you learned. In the chedushay riz ha-levi ala Torah, here, he explains the pasuk that it says later, v'hayu ha-dvarim ha-eile, sh'arachim b'tzavchim ala v'vecha, that it's also talking about Zechiras HaTorah, besides the mitzvah essay to learn Torah. There's also a mitzvah essay not to forget the Torah. So it emerges then that if somebody forgets, he's over in a lav and an asay besides the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It says in Moed Katan Tesvav, and a person who's in Chayrim, you're not allowed to learn with him. He's not allowed to be a teacher, but he learns for himself. Shlo yafsik es limudo. In Mesechus Smachos, Perakeh, Alacha Yedbeis, the Nusach is, Shlo yishkach es limudo. And sorry, it's the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perak Zayin, Halacha Hei, Aval Shonu la'atzmo, Kadei Shlo yishkach Talmudo, you're not allowed to forget your learning. That's the gears of the Rach and the Rif. Shlo yafsid Talmudo. They read in the Gemara that the correct girsa is not shlo yafsid es limudo, shlo yafsid Talmudo. Not to forget your learning. So we see this very chomer inyan of forgetting your learning. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Lacha Yud, writes, how long ad emase chayv lomo Torah? Ad yom moso, a person's chayv to learn until his death. As long as he's not learning, he's going to forget. Therefore, he has to learn Torah Adi Omoso. And this can be explained based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Gimel Amit Beis. Amar B'yochan Alola Ma'ayimin Adam Asimim in Beis Medrash. Medivrei Torah B'afilu B'shas Misrish. You should keep learning, even until the time of death. Shenemar Azosa Torah Adam Kelmet Spol. Afilu B'shas Misrish. Teosik B'Torah. This is the Torah, and a person dies in a tent. Even when he's dying, he should be Osik B'Torah. He should be in the tent. Person should be not be monei atzma, be beis medrash, should be divrei Torah, even b'shas misa. Should always be learning. So we have to understand the special inyan that it says here that a person is chayiv to learn ad misasa, and even b'shas misa, like it says in the Rambam, ad imasa chayiv l'matar ad yomosa, like we have in the Gemara, that a person shouldn't be monatz from the base of medrash afilu b'shas misasa. We had a darsh and a pasuk for that. L'chora, all mitzvahs a person's chayiv kol yimei chayuso. As long as you're alive, you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Why is Talmud Torah any different than other mitzvahs? So Chaim Kanievsky had a chap that he says that it's Gemara means that b'shas mitzvah it's better to learn than to say vidui. Interesting shaila. Chaim says learning or vidui, learn. You can also explain based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Taras, a very famous Rambam, that if you have a suffix whether the Seir Lovin came first or whether the Beharis came first, the person's Tameh. If the Beharis comes first, Tameh. The Seir Lovin comes first, Tar. But let's say it's a Suffolk. So the Rambam says if it's a Suffolk, Tameh. The Kesef Mishnah says, I in the Gemara, it says if there's a Suffolk, of Metzia Perik Pevav Amud Aleph, if there's a Safi Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tahar, there it says we don't pass him like a Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo B'Shamayim. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Bar Nachmani said Tahar V'yatzin Ishmasa B'Tahara. See, it's not Lo B'Shamayim. Rabbi Bar Nachmani also said it B'Shas Mosa that it's Tahar. The Gemara answers, the Kesef Mishnah answers, very famous, the Kevin the Bishas Yitzias Neshama Hu Deyamar Hachi Havei Bechla Lo B'Shamayimi. Since it was Shas Yitzias HaNeshama, it's considered Lo B'Shamayim. Bishas Yitzias HaNeshama, a person's already in Anderevelt, he's not in this world anymore. So now we can say, based on this, that Vaday, as long as a person has a neshama, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, and including that is Talmud Torah. But since the Iker Limud is Lasuke Shemaitza Liba de Hilchasa, to learn out La Halacha, and you can't be Kovei Halacha when you're on the brink of death, Lo Aleinu. Because Lo B'Shamayim Hi, therefore there's a Havimina that you should learn B'Shas Moso. So Kama Shalom, you're still chayiv to learn, even though there's no Lasuke Shemaitza Liba de Hilchasa. Or we can say Pashut, that Limud is Almanas Kayim. And when a person, Rav Kook has that Mahalach, that when a person is dying, so that's it, the Limud isn't Almanas Kayim anymore. So Kamash Malan, that you're still chayiv to learn, even though it's not Almanas Kayim. So those are the two possible Mahalachim. Either it's not going to be Lahalacha, or it's not going to be Almanas Kayim. And that's why the Rambam says that a person is chayiv to learn, even B'Shas Moso. Even though there's going to be no Asuke Shemaitza Liba de Hilchasa, and there's going to be no Liman Almanas Lekayim. So why Taka? Why the Kamash Malan that you still have to learn? So the answer is the Rambam writes, because V'chos Man Shein Osek B'Liman U'Shochech Asli Yisr Shichas HaTorah. So in order that you don't forget, you have to keep learning. Now, in the Gemara learns from the pasuk of Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel that even B'Shas Misa a person has to learn because this is the Torah. When a person is dying in the tent, even B'Shas Misa should be Osek B'Torah. The Rambam learns that a person has to learn B'Shas Misa from Pen Yasur Milavavcha Kol Yamei Chayecha, that if he doesn't learn, he's going to forget. So why does the Rambam have a different source? So it seems that in Shabbos there, Rish Lakish says that ain't divrei Torah miskaimin al b'mishem emis atzmo aleha. Shenemar zos haTorah adam kiyamis ba'oel. Person has to kill himself for the learning, and And the Rambam Lechor is learning that there's a machlokas amoraim, what to do with the pasuk of Zos HaTorah L'Adam Kim Mizkeach Boel. There's an amora that holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that you have to learn even Mishas Misa. But his shvugar, the Heiliger brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, holds that we learn from this pasuk that ain't every Torah miskaimen ela b'mishem emes atzmo aleha. And the Rambam Takin Uchas Tam Torah, Paragim Alacha Yud Beis, Paskins Reish Lakish, that ain't every Torah miskaimen ela b'mishem emes atzmo aleha. Sar gufo tamid, Adam ki yamas boel. After the name is Hassan Bahala Shel Torah, see, Paskin is like Reish Lakish. That's how he darshens the Pasuk, and therefore we don't Paskin like the Jerusha. Of Rav Yochanan, Zos HaTorah Din Kiyomis Boel, Afil B'Shas Misa Teosik B'Torah. And that's why the Rambam has to learn from a different Pasuk, Avu Pen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yamei Chayecha. Zir Chayev Al Tshichacha. Givaldik. In the Sefer Keser Rosh, famous, he writes in the name of Chaim V'Lajner, that it says in the Mishnah and Avos, and somebody who forgets his learning, that he's Mischaiv ben Afsho, is only talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's only before Torah Shebaal Peh was written down, but after it's written down, it's not Shaykh anymore. In the Chedush HaRiz, here, he writes that an Avos says, Mimishnaso, Sheikh Devarim Mishnaso, because the Gemara in Brachas says in the Pasuk, HaTorah V'Mitzvah, Torah Zu Mikra, Mitzvah Zu Mishnah. So the Rambam explains in his Akdama to the Torah that Torah is Torah Shebichsav, Mitzvah is the perish of Torah Shebichsav, the Hainu Torah Shebaal Peh. So this Indian of Shochech Davrach and Mishnaso is that since there's a Chiyuv Miyuchad of Mesiris HaTorah Midor Lador, like it says in Avos the Moshe Kimakabel Torah Misinai Mesir Yoshua. And everybody is mitzvah to be most of the Doros Habayim. That's what it means. In other words, Torah Shebaal Peh has to be in your heart. You can't forget it. Why? So that it should be passed to the future generations. Vishinatam levanecha. And the Sifri says that's the Talmidim. So we're not talking here about the Chiyuv Talmud Torah. We're talking about the Mesiris HaTorah. And that's why it says in Avos that if a person shochech davrach mishnaso, Torah Shebaal Peh is mischayev benafsho, because now it's not going to be a proper mesiris hadvarim l'dor l'vimidor l'dor. And therefore the Grach writes that after Torah Shebaal Peh was written, this whole inyan isn't shaykh anymore. Because this whole yisod of not forgetting the mishnaso, dafka Torah Shebaal Peh, is referring to the chiyuv of mesiris Torah midor l'dor. But once it's written down, it's already there. You open up your Kahati Mishnayis, you have it. You don't have to worry about it anymore. It's all written down. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says no. It's the Sir of Shichas even Bizman Hazeh. But the Mahalach of the Rav Chaim V'Lajner brought in the Keser Rosh is that it's not Bizman Hazeh because the Mesir has already been done. But we have to understand, according to Rav Chaim V'Lajner, then why does the Rambam say you have to learn Admoso? Al's forgetting, and Yisur Milvavcha, and also a Muchram. Ram says he has to keep learning so he doesn't forget his learning. So let him forget. It's Torah Shebaal Peh that's already been Nichtav. In the Yuma 38b, it says, Kol Meshakech, Mi Talmudo Gorim Golos Laban of the Maharsha's Meir, that in Ovis says, Kilo Mischaev Benafsho. So is it Golos Laban of or Mischaev Benafsho if you forget your learning? So then for the Maharsha, that in Ovis it says mi mishnaso, in other words, what you're makabel merabosa, and there a person has a big onesh, misa. And here it says mi talmudo, that's what comes mitoch pilpul atalmud, and that's only a garim golos labanam. So to forget the misora, what you're makabel merabosa, that's more chamor, that's mischayv benafsha. But to forget what you're a mafalpel, you have a marocha, answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gevaldik, but that's, and if a person forgets it, not so Gevaldik, but that's only Golos Lepanim. So Menachas Tzadi Tes, as we quoted earlier, it says that a person is over on a lav, if he's Shochech Davar Echad Mi Talmudah. So these are two different things. Talmud, one's not allowed to forget. But when Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that it's not Shaykh anymore, Bizman Hazeh, he was referring to the Mishnah Navish, which is talking about Mishnasa. So Mishnasa and Talmud are two different things. Mishnasa only applies when it's part of the Mesirah of Torah Shebal Peh. If that's forgotten, Bizman Hazeh, Nishkeferlich, don't worry about it, it's already all written down, it's all on the computer, it's in every library. But the Lav, that's on Talmudo. And the one is not allowed to forget one's Chedushim. So it's Garim Golos Labanav, and it's a Lav. And therefore the Rambam writes that a person has to learn Adi Omoso lest he forget. Now the Iker Pasuk is talking about Shichas Mamad Har Sinai and the Chiyuv of the Mesira of Mamad Har Sinai Midor Lador, like the Ramban writes. We quoted the Ramban at the outset, and so writes the Ramban, it's his Osofus to say for our mitzvahs and the Rambam Lav Beis, that this mitzvah is L'chol Hadoros, in order that they don't forget what they saw and heard at Har Sinai, Mamad Har Sinai. And the Ramban explains that that's in order that we should know that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chavodo B'atzma and not Al Yidei Novi. However, we have to understand why the Indian of Shichas HaTorah and Shichas Mamad Har Sinai are written in the Torah as one. From the same place you learn not to forget your learning and not to forget Mamad Har Sinai. So B'Pshuta, we can say based on the Medrash and Veikra Rabbi Chof Beis Aleph, that anything that a Talmud Vosik is going to be Mechadesh was already said to Moshe at Sinai. If you're Zocha to a Chiddush, you have to feel that this was already said at Sinai. That's included in Mamad Har Sinai. And if you forget, then you're forgetting a prat in Mamad Har Sinai. Lo aleinu. We can also say, based on what the Nefesh HaChaim writes, that anybody who learns Torah, learning Torah is Hashem, it's Kiviyachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching you. It's His Torah. So it says, Tovli Torah is Picha. The Torah of your mouth is like God is teaching you. And that's why it says in Brachas 22a, Ve'hodatim levanecha ve'levnei vanecha. And then it says, Yom Asher Amat levnei Hashem lekecha b'chorev, Ma'alahalem b'em mir restuziah, Afkan b'em mir restuziah, B'kan amur azavim, Torah m'likros Torah, V'abalkeri asurim, Rashi balkeri eino ela mitoch kalos rosh, V'chazachos hadas. That a person has to remember Mamad Har Sinai, remember Chorev, Malahalan be'im ovir v'resis uvziah. So to our own learning should be with fear. Just like in Har Sinai we were in awe, so to now we should be in awe. And therefore, Balkari, says the Gemara, is not allowed to read the Torah because he doesn't have the same yira. He has kalas and zachas hadas, kalas rosh, zachas hadas. So a Balkari can't learn because he doesn't have the same feeling as we did at the Maimed. Why? There's a few inyanim that we have. It has to be kinesi nasar. Footner talks about be'ava. Be'ava. That Hashem gave us the Torah mitoch ava, that He loves us. So memela, our learning has to be father to son. Vishinantam levanecha, that it's mitoch ava. It's like Sinai. Shmuel Rizovsky says, Sinai was kolos ubrokim. Yetzdoichit medarf learning mitoch kolos ubrokim. To be a lot of screaming. It's not a library. Akopanim, we see that all Lima Torah is Mamad Har Sinai. They learned from Hashem there, we're learning from Hashem now. So we have to have Ema Yir, Res, and Zi, and therefore from the same Pasuk we learn Mamad Har Sinai and Lima HaTorah. Find in a number of places that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot halachas, like in Parshas Shemini and elsewhere. Was Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom included in the Mishnah Novas, kilum zchayv b'nafsho? So we can say one answer that all those halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot was after he already was Moser l'doros habayim. And once you're Moser l'doros habayim, there's no problem with shicha anymore, like we learned. But that's all good according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that even Mizman Hazeh we have this isser, because the isser is etzim shicha satorah. Even if you're not Monea Mesiris HaTorah Dei Shichachaso. So we have to understand how Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom forgot any of his learning. besides the fact that we saw that in addition to the chiyuv mesiras haTorah, there's also an iser of shochech talmuda. A person has to learn, we saw, until Yom Moso. A person has to learn until Yom Moso so he doesn't forget. So the question is, how Moshe Rabbeinu forgot his learning? Is he over on a lav chas v'shalom? The Yalkut Yeshaya remes tafayin tes, it's mavur, that the Torah that we learn in Olam Hazeh is forgotten. The Torah learned in the Olam Emes mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavodu v'atzmo wasn't forgotten, but that's shver because Moshe Rabbeinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he forgot. So really there are two types of shichacha. There's one type of shichacha that we find in Ksubis, that a person forgets the Eidus, but when you remind him, he remembers all the pratim. When if he writes a little bit of it down, then he remembers the whole thing. Tanu Rabbanan Kosev Adam Eidusu Al Ashtar Omeid Ala Afil Lachar Kamishanim Am Rav Hunav Hushe Zohar Miatzma V'yochan Am Rav Vishena Zohar Miatzma Rashi Af Vishena Zohar Miatzma Al Achar Shero Abishtar Nasem Belibo V'nizkar Shalom Ashtakech Menu Kolkach Shemaskir Lo Nizkar. So a person writes down his Eidus, if by writing it down everything's going to come back to him afterwards, and that's more than enough. So there's a certain type of shichah that when you're reminded of a little bit, everything comes back to you. And there's a shichah that you mamash have to learn it anew. Like we may have people learn daf yomi, and they get to Erevin, they lav dafka remember what they learned the last cycle. That's to be a new learning. That it says that if you learn Torah from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's not forgotten. It doesn't mean it's not forgotten at all. It means that if you're reminded, it comes back to you. But you might forget it in the meantime. Hashem can't Torah, it's not learned from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that you can completely forget. We also find by Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was reminded of Allah, he forgot. He was like, oh yeah, now I remember. We can also say about the lav of Shichas HaTorah. That's only if you forget it completely. But if it's a type of learning that once you're reminded, it'll all come back to you, then you're not over in the lav. We also find that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. So mitoch kaso, he forgot the halachas. So it could be that you don't forget, you learn from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't forget unless you do something to make yourself forget. But the kaas makes you forget. It's interesting, in the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, by the mice of Zimri and Cosby, it says, Rosach, he got angry. However, in the Sifri, the Medrash is Mona, places where Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and this is in one of them. This Mashma, he didn't get angry. So, if he didn't get angry, then how did he forget that he learned everything B'Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Teretz is that he forgot, right now he forgot it, but once he was reminded, it would have all come back to him, like we said before. Baruch Hashem, Reinu Kama Chidushim Gedolim B'Siyata D'Shmaya B'Gisodos Nisar Shichas HaTorah. And we should all be Zoche Lil Modu L'Lameit L'Shmar V'Lasis L'Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah So B'Ahava S'chus Kol HaTanoim V'Amaroi Makadoshim. So we learned about the Yisr of Shichacha, just a Chazer Iber Apul Yisoidus that we learned. We're in the machlokas if the iser of shochech mishnas was even mizman hazeh, Reb Chaim V'lozhin or no, because it's already written down. Shulchan Aruch Harav, yes. Then you have to learn admoso. The havamina not to is because it's not going to be lasuke shmaitza liba dehilchasa, or because it's not going to be almanas l'kayim. Kamashalim you still have to learn b'shas moso, because there's an iser of forgetting. We learn that the Rambam derives from a different pasuk than the Gemara. We because the Rambam uses the pasuk the Gemara learns to teach that you're not allowed to. They have to learn b'shas moso. So tardim kamisbol. The Rambam uses that for something else, like Reish Lakish, that you have to kill yourself for learning. Mamela, the Rambam uses the pasuk of penya suru to teach you that you have to learn ad moso. We learn that if a person gets angry, then he can forget his learning, even if he learns from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We learn shnei ofanei shichacha. It's shichacha that you completely forget, shichacha that if you're reminded, you remember. So it's the could be that the lav is only shichacha gemura. We learn that our learning has to be like it was at Har Sinai, because all of our learning is what we say now, the chiddushim we say now, we said at Sinai. Or when you're learning, like Nefesh HaChaim says, it's like God is teaching you. So Mela, from the same pasuk we get not to forget, you're learning not to forget Har Sinai, because same idea as Sinai, our learning today. So those are a review of the Yesodos that we'll hopefully remember me to Hashem. Tov lanu kol hayamim, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.